Thank you very much. Welcome to the Late Show. This is our first show on the air since New York and Washington were attacked. And I need to ask your patience and indulgence here because I want to say a few things.
Like millions of other Americans, I tuned in to David Letterman the following Monday night, September 17th.
And we're told that they were zealots fueled by religious fervor. And if you live to be 1,000 years old, will that make any sense to you? Will that make any goddamn sense? I have one more thing to say, and then thank God Regis is here, so we have something to make fun of.
A few nights later, Jon Stewart was back on the air as well.
It's another entertainment show beginning with an overwrought speech of a shaken host. And television is nothing if not redundant. So I apologize for that. It's something that, unfortunately, we do for ourselves so that we can drain whatever abscess is in our hearts and move on to the business of making you laugh, which we haven't been able to do very effectively lately. They said to get back to work, and there were no jobs available for a man in the fetal position under his desk crying, which I gladly would have taken.
For the people who make a living being amusing, the huge question loomed. What now? Nothing seemed very funny. The other day, WNYC's Jim O'Grady got a bunch of comedians together to talk about what it was like 10 years ago trying to get audiences to laugh again.
It was weird. I remember thinking, when are we going to do comedy again? And I didn't know if I would be able to do it.
That's John Fish. He's one of five veteran New York comics I got to sit around a table at WNYC and talk about what it was like to do comedy after 9/11. Jane Borden is the comedy editor at Time Out New York. She was part of an improv team at the Upright Citizens Brigade in Manhattan when September 11th happened. It was a Tuesday.
Our shows happened on Thursday nights, and the theater, of course, closed down, as did everything.
A bunch of regulars still decided to show up and perform for each other.
But I remember it was so difficult, and also it felt like it had been ages, and it was only been 2 days. It was really hard for them to make stuff up on the spot because everything was imbued with the events. And it was hard for the audience to laugh, and it took us a while, but eventually we did. And I remember thinking that people were laughing so much harder than we usually do. It was such a release.
Ophira Eisenberg was also feeling disoriented after the attacks. She thought back to a bit she'd seen the week before 9/11 that used terrorism as a punchline.
And I just remember the closing act was Middle Eastern guy, and his closer was showing the audience that he had a bomb taped to him. Anyways, cut to 9/11, and I was thinking about that guy just... Well, one that he lost his closer, but
I think that guy actually quit comedy after
but
that.
Yeah, but how he was weird arrested. That was. How weird that was.
Tom Shalhoub had been doing stand-up for 10 years. While some comedians rushed back on stage, he needed a couple of months to mourn. But when he came back, people told him comedy was important.
People would say, oh, what do you do? And I'd say, well, I'm a stand-up comedian. And then they would say, oh, you know, we can really use you people now, you know? And I'd be like,
yeah,
not really. You know, I would blow them off. They meant well.
They need us to donate blood.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of free time.
But some commentators said the opposite. We needed comedy less because 9/11 had made us a more serious people. These comedians didn't buy it.
That's why it's so silly that people would say, after trauma or crisis or during 9/11 specifically, that comedy has no place. Comedy is literally part of the healing process. I mean, it's, you know, like step 7 or whatever on the grief cycle. I just made up my own grief cycle. But, I mean, you know, it's how you process things and you eventually become okay with something and you laugh at it.
Ted Alexandro remembers seeing a fellow comic take one of the first stabs at what might as well be called post-9/11 humor.
Greg Giraldo went up. And he did like 10 minutes on 9/11. And everyone was just like, oh, man, like you can joke about this and make it funny. And I remember like him talking about seeing a bachelorette party post 9/11 with penises on their heads and realizing that we're going to be okay. Life goes on.
Yeah. So the ice was broken. Comedians started talking about 9/11, mostly how people were reacting to it, even exploiting it. Still, Tom Shalhoub found that spoofing anything related to 9/11 was going to offend somebody.
I was doing this character who did a cabaret show, and he was very up with people, kind of perky. And then he did this tribute to 9/11, and somebody came up to me afterwards, and they were like, good show, man, but 9/11, not funny. And I was like, oh, really? What wasn't funny about that? Because it was funny. And so I got back in her face, and I was like, that actually was pretty funny. And you'll notice, because the audience was doubled over in laughter. And then she was like, well, you know, maybe you think so, but 9/11, not funny. And it was like, I wasn't making fun of 9/11. I don't even know how to make fun of 9/11.
Right. Russ Meneve did a funny joke about getting phone calls from friends disturbingly late after 9/11. Like, is everything okay? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Like a week later or something. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm in the rubble. Thanks. Exactly. Thanks for the call. You couldn't have made this call a little sooner.
Sigmund Freud says people have three ways of dealing with tragedy: intoxicating substances, satisfying activity, and deflection, what he called making light of our misery. Comedy does just that. But good comedians also smuggle in some insight on what's happening. And that's why John Fish asks himself the same question each anniversary of 9/11.
I didn't have any or don't have any jokes about it, and I never felt pressure to.
Hey, tough guy, where's your 9/11 material?
What do you got? But there was never any pressure from my not from myself, except on 9/11 in the subsequent years of worrying, like, should I say something?
For Studio 360, I'm Jim O'Grady.